The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Lorraine Hanlon is with me. Lorraine is Director of UCD's Centre for Space Research and the Endorsing Professor for AirSat-1. So this is the Irish satellite. We talked about it on this show, which has completed its mission. It's burnt up in the atmosphere somewhere, but it did the job it was tasked with doing. And Lorraine is going to explain exactly what that was. Lorraine, you're very welcome to the show. So remind us what the satellite was doing.
Good evening. It's great to be on the show. We had basically a small satellite, the size of a shoebox or so, that was packed with different experiments for science and for engineering. And as you said, we burned up in the Earth's atmosphere last Thursday afternoon, but all of the experiments worked really well.
And what were those experiments? What did they pertain to?
I'll go through them. So we had three. One was basically to detect high energy radiation from deep space, from events like exploding stars. At the end of their lives, they can produce a lot of this radiation called gamma rays, which are a bit like X-rays, but with more energy. So we had developed an experiment in our lab in UCD over about 10 years. We had developed this technology to make that a very small compact detector. And this is the first time we had been able to fly it in space, and it worked really well. The second experiment was a materials experiment. So it used a surface treatment that an Irish company developed, and they were developing it for space applications, which would go very close to the sun. The company is called EnBio. And we were testing how those surface treatments would handle being in low Earth orbits, so a different environment for those materials, and we wanted to explore how well they would perform. And then the third experiment was from engineering in UCD, and that was to basically a software experiment using a novel algorithm that was able to control the pointing of the satellite.
And the information gathered, the data gathered in these three experiments, will be used primarily by who? By students, by researchers in UCD?
Yes. So the project, as you know, was student-led. We supported on the academic and professional side, but the students came up with, I would say 99% of the hard work. And it's going to help them in their research projects, in their theses. They've written many publications. They've presented their results so far at conferences. And there's still a lot of data we have to get through. So we haven't fully explored all the data yet. I mean, one thing we want to look at with our gamma ray instrument is to understand how they performed in the harsh environment of space. So you know, there's heating and cooling, it's a vacuum, there's radiation. Different to the radiation we want to detect, there's also background that can damage our instruments. And it's really important to understand those aging effects, because if we want to use those kind of sensors in the future on larger missions, for example, it's really important to understand that they will work as well as we need them to work.
So is that how you view this, as a precursor to further missions?
Very much. We've learned, as you can imagine, a phenomenal amount, really from the very concept right through to operating the spacecraft. We've gone through the whole design process according to the European Space Agency mission development. So we've really absorbed and been trained, if you like, by the European Space Agency in how to do a space mission. And we've invested an enormous amount of human resource, of expertise from the European Space Agency, and also from Irish experts. So we want to build on that. We don't want it to be the first and the last Irish satellite.
How close is that level of collaboration then with kind of European neighbors? Is this something that kind of countries can go alone, or certainly for countries the size and scale of Ireland, is it something that's always going to be done on a collaborative basis through the likes of the European Space Agency?
That's a great question. So we're incredibly lucky, I think, that we are a member of the European Space Agency. We have been since the 70s. And indeed, typically those missions are huge international missions that cost, you know, many hundreds of millions or even a billion euro, and have to be done on that kind of scale. But space is really changing, and these CubeSats, which is what AirSat was, make it much more feasible for small countries to do their own missions. And we, as I say, we've learned a lot in collaboration, and depending on what we want to do in the future, we may collaborate with research partners, but it could be a bilateral, with two countries or three countries. Or it could be ESA, the European Space Agency, will decide, actually, we think these are really exciting missions that are much smaller in scale, but that can bring smaller member states like Ireland and other small European countries who want to grow their space capability, get them collaborating on missions together. So I think it's the sector is really changing, and I think there's a huge opportunity for Ireland here to do more in space.
Is there an opportunity to collaborate as well with, you know, private companies who are venturing more and more into space?
That was a really important part of the AirSat story as well. The gamma ray sensor we built, we used sensors that a Cork company originally called Sensil developed, and they were a spin out from the Tyndall Research Institute a number of years ago. And Bio is the other company I mentioned who made the surface treatments for Solar Orbiter and ESA mission. So I think that's a fundamental part of a space ecosystem in Ireland, that you've got the full chain of expertise from the ideas and the early concepts of new technologies right through to commercial applications. And I think having all of those players in the system will make it really successful.
And, you know, at the outset of this, Lorraine, when I said that the satellite, you know, it burned up in the atmosphere, I mean, was that a literal description of what happens? Does it disappears, it vaporizes in the heat of the atmosphere?
Basically, yes. So we had to show to the European Space Agency back in the early days of the mission that would happen. We had to do a lot of modeling and simulation, the students did, to show that there would be a very, very low probability of any kind of larger particle surviving and potentially landing on somebody's property. So we were pretty convinced that nothing would survive that re-entry.
Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck with future missions, and exciting stuff all the same, Lorraine. So thanks a million for joining us. Lorraine Hanlon is Director of UCD's Centre for Space Research and the Endorsing Professor for AirSat 1.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.